The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD, or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Daf Yomi learned not so long ago Maseches Erevin, so assuming that a lot of the listeners are fresher in Maseches Erevin than at other times of the last 7.5 years, we'll discuss one of the fascinating Yonim Maseches Erevin that comes up biyachas to this week's Parsha, Parshas Yisroi, to the one of the more interesting details of the depiction of Maimon HaSinai in the Gemara on Shabbos Daf Peches. Gemara says in Shabbos Peches Amid Beis, Chol Dibur V'Dibur Sheyotzim Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Klal Yisrael heard each Dibur, the awesome His Galus of the Koyel Hashem Bakoyach of Anochi Hashem Lekecha Leyir Lecho Elohim Acher. So the Chazal say, Chol Su Yisrael Achareim Yud Beis Mil, they retreated backward from the force of the Kedusha, pushed them backwards to the distance of Yud Beis Mil. V'Hoyu Malachi Hashoretz Midadinois, and the Malachi Hashoretz had to support them. It says also that they Poruch and Shmosim, they had to be returned. The awesome and overwhelming experience of being in a face-to-face encounter with the Shechina HaKadosh was to the extent where it was not compatible with human life. And what that means on a deeper level is that when we were given back, all of Klal Yisrael was given back their souls, by that Maimid, we were forged as creations of Maimon Har Sinai. We are now, when a Yid walks around in this world, he might look like any of the other 7 billion people that inhabit planet Earth, but he's really not. They are creatures of biology that go back 5,781 years. And we are not creatures that were created by Maimon HaSinai, by Maaseh Bereishis. We were created by Maimon HaSinai. Our physical existence is only when it was willed that we'd be able to withstand that experience of being exposed to Dvar Hashem, and we were recreated after that. It's a whole different experience. Similarly, we're capable of a lot more, obviously, in terms of our connection with the Rebbeinu Shlom. As a halachic discussion, what's famous as a kasha on the Maimon Chazal we just mentioned is the Moshe Zkenim, which is the Pirush of the Balei Tosfos Al HaTorah, asks that the Gemara before that, Shabbos Pei Vav Beis, says that Maimon HaSinai was on Shabbos. That being said, so how were they allowed to go to the distance of Yud Beis Mil? L'chayra, they went out of the Tchum. Now, let's break that down a little bit. One of the ideas in Masechah Shabbos is that there is a Tana, Rabbi Kiva, who holds a Tchumen of Alpayim Amo, that one is not allowed to go out of his place, 2,000 Amos. That Isser, we hold it's only Derabonon. The Tana, Rabbi Kiva, holds that's Deraisa. So we'll ask the Kasha, even if we go Lahalocha, that the Shir of Alpayim Amo is only Derabonon. So they were able to go back Alpayim Amo, that's true. But Yud Beis Mil, the Shit of the Yerushalmi, the Rambam, the Rif, and other Rishonim hold Lahalochu Lamaisa, is Deraisa. The Shir of Yud Beis Mil, which is the distance, the full, circumference of, the Machne Yisrael, is a Shir Tchum Deraisa. Discussed extensively in the Rif and the Rambam, the end of the first parak in Erev, and other places. So that's where the Gedolei Acharonim asked this Kasha. How were they allowed to be Chozel Acharem Yud Beis Mil? L'chor, they were being over on the Isser of Tchum. And again, the Kasha is because of Shabbos Deraisa. Because Matan Torah was on Shabbos, it would be Yom Tif. There's no Tchum on Yom Tif. Or maybe there's no Tchum Deraisa on Yom Tif. We could argue that point. But if it was on Shabbos, and it was certainly part of Melech Shabbos that was given, so how were they Chozel Acharem Yud Beis Mil? That's the Kasha the way it's asked. Lemaisa, the Moshe Zkenim answers, interesting text, fascinating text in fact, says that the Anani HaKovid that surrounded the Machne Yisroel were like mechitzos that surround a large city, and there's no issue of going out of Tchum. The issue of going out of Tchum is only when you're going out of the city limits. They were surrounded by that Anei HaKovet. The truth of the matter is, before we delve into this teretz, is for the idea that El Yerabon Erechem Shin Tzadik Zayin, which is the locus of Tchumen, and that's where the shita that maybe Tchumen Deraisa be Yud Beis Mil is brought, so the El Yerabon brings the same discussion from Shem Derekeach, and the Rekeach answers the same teretz that they were Mukef B'mechitzos of the Anei HaKovet. So that's the discussion. The Prima Godim asks a very straightforward question. The whole din of Rishus HaRabim Deiraisa is discussed extensively in the Gemaras and Shabbos and Erev. And that we learned this out of the Machne Yisrael. That means that Klai Yisrael in their encampment in the Midbar. The roads, we learn out extensively that the roads were at least 16 ames because of the width of the Kroshim and the wagons that carried, and that's how we know the Rishus HaRabim are 16 ames. And we know that Rishus HaRabim, according to the Shittas that hold that way, that in order to be Rishus HaRabim, there is you need 600,000 people. All that is learned out of the Machne Yisrael. Very clearly, Chazal are indicating to us that they hold that the Machne Yisrael is not considered within the walls of an encampment created by the Anei HaKovet. So, what's this? How could the Rishonim go fly, in the face of Sugyas Arukas and Shas that hold that there's Rishus HaRabim Deraisa, and the whole source of Rishus HaRabim Deraisa, and that it's a place that's not surrounded by walls, very clearly, that Chazal do not consider the Anei HaKovet as a mechitza that's around, that surrounds like a city surrounded by walls, do not consider the Anei HaKovet as fulfilling that function. Now, truth to be told, there are those that want to be miyashiv, the Rekeach, the Moshev Skenim, by shtelling to a Rajba. The Rajma holds, this is the Shita of the Rajma in Avodah Zarah, based on his understanding of the Sugya in Ervin Davov, where the Rajma holds a Chiddush that most Rishonim seemingly don't hold of, and that is, most Rishonim understand that any area which is surrounded by walls cannot be considered Rishus HaRabim Deraisa. Something which is surrounded, even if you have the largest city in the world with millions and millions of people, if the whole thing is surrounded by walls, it cannot be considered a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa. This that Yerushalayim, the Gemara says, that this that Yerushalayim was considered as having a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa, the Rishonim understand, again based on the Sugya and Erev and Davov, there's a famous diuk that Ramosha makes in his classic Tshuva, Bin Yonei Rishus HaRabim Igris Moshe Chelek Aleph. And the discussion over there is that if you'd have a thoroughfare, picture a place surrounded by walls, which Yerushalayim was definitely surrounded by a choyma, as we know, that the dinim of Kochim, dinim of Maaseh Sheni are impacted by the wall around Yerushalayim. But if you have a straight as an arrow thoroughfare cutting through the city, and if the two entrances on the east side and the west side, or the north and south, are mamish on a straight line, mamish as the crow flies, so then that would be considered that thoroughfare sort of exists outside of the walls. Kilo, the whole of Yerushalayim is surrounded by walls, except for that street, since it's totally open from one side and the other side, so that would be considered an open area, and that's considered not Mukif Mechitzis, even though it's within the city confines. It's a Chiddush, and it's not for now to discuss by Richus, but that's what most Rishonim hold. However, anything which is considered within the walls of a city is certainly not Rishus HaRabim Deraisa. So the one Rishon that holds not that way is a Rajba, like we said in the Sefer Avodah HaKodesh, which is the Rajba's Psak Sefer on Inyonei Erevin, as well as other Inyonim. And the Rajba discusses that a busy street, which fulfills the other functions of Rishus HaRabim, If it's a main marketplace, what he calls a platio gedoyla b'soicho ir, the city has enough people and there's a major marketplace in the city, even though it's totally surrounded by walls, is considered Rishus HaRabim. The Rashba disagrees with the basic principle that an area which is surrounded by a wall can't be Rishus HaRabim. So the Rekech, they want a taina that the Rekech says that you can have a Rishus HaRabim in the Machne Yisrael, and that Rishus HaRabim would be damit to a marketplace in a place that's surrounded by mechitzas. However, when we're talking about the halachas of Tchumen, the halachas of Tchumen are governed specifically by being outside the confines of any wall. And therefore, Klai Yisrael was able to go back, retreat to a distance of Yud Beis Milne. They were not over any Yisrael Tchumen because they were surrounded by the Anani HaKovit. That is the approach of Samach Reinim. Like we said, it's a das yochid the Rashba, so to be miyash of the Rekeach, based on the Rashba, ken zayin. There's another problem as well. The Anani HaKovit, as well as being surrounding the confines of the Machne Yisrael, also were on top of Klal Yisrael. If we want to look at the Anani HaKovit as fulfilling the function of a mechitza, then there's no way that we could look at that as still being able to be considered Rishus HaRabim. Even the position of the Rashba that a open marketplace in a town that's surrounded by mechitzas can be a Rishus HaRabim because it's open in the town and it's the central marketplace. It's a platio b'toch ir gedoyla, but that's only if it's not mikurov, it's not covered. Once it's covered, it's certainly not a Rishus HaRabim. Rishem speak that out mefurish. So if Anani HaKovit serve as mechitzas on the sides, then that answer will also negate it from being Rishus HaRabim by dint of the fact that it's a covering on top of the Rishus HaRabim. Certainly not a Rishus HaRabim deraisa if it's covered over. So that's a problem. Now, let's say we want to take the opposite approach and want to say, no, okay, we'll figure out already about Hilchus Tchumen, but mechitzas are not... Anani HaKovit did not serve as mechitzas. Why takanat? Why don't we look at Anani HaKovit as something that's there, surrounding that went above and down on the sides of the area where Klal Yisrael was? Why don't we look at that as a covering? So the Avnei Nezer offers one approach. He says that Chazal said the reason why Bris Milo could not be fulfilled in the 40 years that Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar is because there's a healing wind that Chazal referred to as the Ruach Tzvoinis. And the Ruach Tzvoinis did not blow in the Midbar. The way the Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph is that the Ruach Tzvoinis didn't blow in order not to disperse the Anani HaKovit. That means if the Ruach Tzvoinis would have blown, it would have blown away the Anani HaKovit. Quoting a Gemara in Sukkah that talks about how strong mechitzas have to be. This is a Gemara that's very crucial when you talk about the canvas, the flimsy sukkahs that are tied down. How strong does something have to be a mechitza? What happens if it flaps in the wind? So the Gemara in Sukkah of Chavdal says, the chol mechitza she'ena emed is beruach mitzuya, ena mechitza. If Anani HaKovit would have been dispersed by the Ruach Tzvoinis, had the Ruach Tzvoinis been blowing, that means Anani HaKovit is not a mechitza. So Avnei Nezer takes the position fakert from what we just said. He says that that to look at Anani HaKovit in terms of mechitzos, in the sense of creating a Rishus HaYochid, in terms of taking away from the status of the Machne Yisrael being open, is not true. Those mechitzas are not, they're not thick enough, they're not strong enough, and they were there, the Rebbeinu Shalom dispersed the wind, but they were very flimsy mechitzas at best, they do not serve as mechitzas. So he does away with the problem. But then we're left with the original problem. Right? We have to explain the Rekech and the Moshe V'Zkenim, how could they say that in terms of Yud Beis Mil, the Anani HaKovit served that function? So we're still left with that question. We'll add another train of thought, and this comes from the Derish Tzion. The Derish Tzion, a brilliant drushim, it's a separate sefer of drushim printed up from the author of Neidib Yehuda. And he uses the same brilliance of Pilpul and Halacha Neidib Yehuda to investigate different areas of Agoda. So one of the areas that he discusses, Legabi Danani HaKovit being, Legabi this Shaila, Legabi Danani HaKovit being Mechitza is to render the Machne Yisrael Shusha Yachid. And he quotes the sugya in Erevin Dav Chav Beis, Amid Beis, and it tells us over there. It talks about the concept of mechitzos that are osi b'dei shamayim. That means like this. There's a concept over there, the Gemara says, that Be'etzem Eretz Yisrael geographically could be considered fully enclosed by mechitzos. You have the sea wall leading into the Mediterranean Ocean. And on the eastern side of Eretz Yisrael, you have sharp mountains, Salma de Tzur. Look at the sugi over there. The Gemara quotes over there with Tesvis, where you would see Eretz Yisrael as completely surrounded on at least three sides by mechitzos. You have towards the south, you have the sea walls going down into the Yam HaMelech. They're extraordinarily steep. So l'chayre, you should be able to create out of Eretz Yisrael a Rishus Sayachet. Certainly not true. And Eretz Yisrael is certainly... Where it talks about Yerushalayim being Rishus Ram, why don't we just say the whole Eretz Yisrael is one big bungalow colony, one big mukav mechitzas. And the concept that Tosfos puts forward is that mechitzas bidei shamayim, mechitzas that are natural barriers, not man-made barriers, if they exist at a great distance, we're not talking about a small area which is surrounded on one side by a ditch, and on the other side by a very steep hill, and on the third side by a seawall. That would be Rishus Yachid. But when you have a large area, and you're not talking about man-made mechitzis, you're talking about a very large area with Rishus, with Bidei Shemayim, Dikim Mechitzis, that's not Rishus Yachid. Or, alternatively, the way Tesis maybe says it is that in that case, foot traffic can definitely break mechitzis. The whole discussion about mechitzis that are thrown up around an area where there's... This is the major shaila with making mechitzas around any city area, around any proper area where there are a lot of people coming and going, is that could be that osi rabim, the rabim, the foot traffic, the cars, etc. that come through, osi rabim mevatel mide mechitzta, and they mevatel the mechitzas. But even if you hold that loy osi rabim vatel mechitzta, if it's not man-made, but it's natural barriers, so then the protection of that place to be considered enclosed is more at risk. That's the discussion over there. That being said, so the Derech Tzion offers the same idea, Legabi Anani HaKovid. That Anani HaKovid, since Lamaisa, they were, people came in and people came out. Mara says there were visitors that came to the Machne Yisrael, there were Yidden that walked out, they went out. There were people that were Tomei, they had to go out, so there was back and forth. So Memela, since their mechitzas around a very wide area, and their Rishus HaRabim, they're not man-made mechitzas, so Memela, they do not have the function of mechitzas. The place to be mefakpik on the Derech Tzion is that the concept of, man-made and not man-made, L'chayra has nothing to do with whether those mechitzos are created by human design or whether they were created by the Rebbeinu Shlom, so to speak. The point is that the natural geographic perimeters of an area don't define it as enclosed, because that's the area. The fact that there's a sea on one side, it's not enclosed. That's just the way it is. But Anani HaKovid, the Rebbeinu Shlom put there to enclose that area. To not see that as mechitzos is a little bit stretching. L'chayr, the word is even the, is not because it was made b'dei shamayim. The nekuta why b'dei shamayim is not a mechitza is because it's not there to enclose that place. The Anani HaKovid was certainly there to enclose the area for the private use of Klal Yisrael. So why would that not be considered mechitzas? So again, there's a lot of back and forth over here. We're still not coming out with the clarity as to the words of the Rishonim, why the Yud Beis Mil that Klal Yisrael retreated was not considered out of bounds, out of tchum. L'chayra, the more straightforward approach, is to say, Perhaps we'll say that Ani Yaakov don't have a shame mechitzes. Could be, and maybe it's like the Avnei Ezer said, that the mechitzes were not so thick as to be considered mechitzes. However, the halacha of mechitzos in the halacha of tchumen and the halachas of mechitzos in so far as Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, and so on concerned are really two different areas of halacha. And this is maybe a dvar chiddush, but l'cha'oira, it's very straightforward. The point of mechitzos, as far as Hilchos Tchum is concerned, is not to create an enclosure. It's to define the area within those enclosures as being all one area. You're not out of area. The point of mechitzos, when we're dealing with Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid, is mechitzos define that place is enclosed. That mechitza makes that place less penetrable, which is why mechitza v'dei shamayim might be less. And in this case, the Anani HaKavod might not be mechitzas, but the Anani HaKavod certainly defined that area as one area that a person who's walking further back within those 12 mil is certainly not going out of bounds. He's certainly not going out of area. I'll give an example, let's say. The person we know, the halacha is, if a person goes out of the tchum, out of 2,000 amas, halacha m'drabon, so that he's stuck within his 4 amas. Let's say he's able to, even if he's out of bounds, he's out of his tchum, he's allowed to, let's say he was brought inside a confined area. He was brought inside a house, or inside somebody's yard. Then he's allowed to walk around as much as he wants. It's not allowed to be, well, the halacha of dalet amas is a point, you have to stay put. What's called staying put? The area of the mokim, if you're outside, is 4 amas. If you're inside, kol habayis kuloi kedalet amas domi. The whole backyard, the whole enclosure, the front yard, the backyard, etc., is all kuloi kedalet amas. There is an opinion in the Rishonim, and the Bi'ah Halacha brings that one could be samech on this b'shas atrach. A person got stuck outside of his tchum, and he was deposited inside this confines of a city. He's allowed to walk around the whole city. The whole city is kulei kedalet amas. We're talking about a city without a mechitza, without a hekif. Why is that? Because b'midah mesuyemes, one town is also considered one area. It's enough one area to be called that you're not walking out of bounds. You're staying put. You're staying in one place. The gedorim of staying put, of staying in one place, as far as Hilchos Tchumen are concerned, are not necessarily the gedorim of one area, one confined, enclosed area, l'gabi Rishus HaYochid. L'chayra, what the Rekech and the Meshev Skenim are saying is that the whole of Machnas Ol is considered one defined area as far as Hilchos Tchumen is concerned. That's l'chayr the pshat and what they're saying. Does that mean that Anani Yaakov created Rishus HaYochid? No. There was a Rishus HaRab going from one side of the Machnas Yisrael to the other. That's true, the way the Pashtus of the Sugya seems to indicate. But it's still considered one area. We might add, by the way, on a deeper level, what that means is that the whole Machnas Yisrael is considered one area in a profound sense of one Mokoim that was designated for Kedusha. The Machne Yisrael was the habitat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Olam Hazeh. When Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael and Beis HaMikdash was built, the Mokoim of Hashoras HaShekhinah then transferred to the Beis HaMikdash. But the Mokoim of the Anani HaKavod defined that area as a Mokoim that was there for one exalted purpose, a place that would be the habitat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in Olam Hazeh. And in that sense, even without being Mukav Mechitzis of Rishus HaYochid, it was all one area in the sense of having one united and exalted purpose. Ben Shom Shem Zakos, that our homes and our streets, our neighborhoods, our highways and byways should be Mekoimos, even if they're not surrounded by physical walls, always, but we should always be surrounded by the sense of purpose, the commonality and the sense of purpose of being miyuchid, of being dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. to reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.